Of course, many of you know we've got a team that just came back from Romania. So some of them went earlier and some of them went later, but they're all back now. And so the first thing I'd like to do is just ask everybody who went to Romania that's here just to stand up. And so see, this is a good group. This is a good group. Well, we are glad to have you here. We're glad to have you back. And I'm going to ask just a couple of them here to just to give us a word. And so, Kathy, I'm going to start with you. And I'm just going to ask you, you know, what amazed you? What is it that you saw God do that is a reason you are grateful to Him and here to worship?
Well, one of the things that really stood out to me is just the joy and privilege it was to see our young people serving. They weren't inhibited by the language barrier. They weren't inhibited by the different culture. But like the average age was 17 to 20 other than us older people. And they just served from the heart. They loved the children. They made the best of all the circumstances. And it was truly amazing to watch them, just the way that they've been trained up and equipped to do God's work in Romania.
Yeah, good, thank you. It's great to see the heart of people that really want to serve God. I think the youngest one, she may have said that, but the youngest one we had going was 9, right? That's what, Sam is 9, right? And he's there serving Christ. And what's interesting about it is that the next two girls that I'm gonna have just share for a minute, both of them have been over there for a month, right? You went with the first group and stayed for the second group. And they're both serving this week, coming week, here at Camp Eastwood. So they've just got hearts that want to share the love of Christ, and they're growing up learning what it means to be a living sacrifice, and that's a great thing, and we love to see that. So first, I'm going to let Asiya stand up, and Asiya, I'm just going to ask you, where is she? Oh, right here. Okay, I'm just going to ask you. You know, what is it that maybe God opened your eyes, or that you really saw the greatness of what God could do while you were there?
That wasn't the question you asked me.
Well, it's close enough.
Okay. Well, the thing that I was going to talk about was one thing that really struck me. It was the fourth week. We got to take all the kids to camp, and it's different, like working with them 7 hours a day, like different kids, but being at camp with the same kids almost like 14, 15 hours a day, you really got to talk to them one-on-one, you got to be with them in small group, and you got to really see where their heart's at. And as the week went on, we got to talk with them in deeper conversations about God and like getting saved and all that kind of stuff, the gospel, presenting that to them. And one thing that really struck my heart was the kids would tell us through the translator that they didn't feel like God could forgive them, that Jesus would forgive them because of all the things they've already done at, you know, 10, 11, 12 years old, which is crazy. To me, it really struck my heart, like, that they feel that way. So we were just really trying to pour truth into them and tell them that that's the lie that Satan's telling you. Like, please don't believe that. This is what God's word says. This is, He cares for you. He loves you. And, you know, it was our prayer and hope all week that the kids would really take that and want to get saved and pray to be saved.
Okay. And that's eye-opening. Because that really is the state of most people before they find Christ and really realize that He loves them. They think maybe He loves the world, but I don't know if He could forgive me or love me. So that's a good eye-opening truth. Also, you had one child that was, well, you had probably many, but you had one guy that was there that was really hungry. Tell us about him.
So this is, do you know how old he was? Was he 12 or 11?
12 or
11. Dennis.
14.
Older okay, than he looks.
So there was one guy, Dennis, who was in my group, the orange group, and he was just hungry all week. From the first day, he was like, tell us more, tell me more, tell me more. So we got to sit down with him, me, Andrea, and a couple other people, translators, got to sit down and talk with him. And after small group every day, he would stay back and be like, I just want to know more. Read the Bible to me. Read the Bible to me. Tell me verses. Like, tell me everything. He would say, like, tot, which means everything. And every time we would tell him a verse or talk to him about Jesus or anything like that, he would say frumos, which means beautiful. And he was just taking it all in, and it was really cool to see him, how hungry he was. Made me realize, like, wow, I need to be hungry too, you know? Because if I'm leading him, I need to be hungry and learning to teach them. So it was just really cool. He was a really cool kid.
Well, that's great. That's great. And, you know, while you were telling that, I didn't even think about it, but it made me think, because I'm looking right across you, and there's Sean. And I remember the first time I met Sean, I was speaking at a retreat, a couple's retreat, and I was talking about how every Christian, God has a plan and a purpose for every Christian. And he made each one of us exactly how we are, with our strengths and weaknesses, because we will click with certain people because of who we are. And our job is to have our spiritual antenna up, and rather than just be thinking about ourselves and what we're doing and what we want to do, we need to have those antenna up to be able to see, you know, when someone comes here and we notice that that person kind of clicks with us and they're interested in deeper things than just playing ping pong or whatever, that we need to realize this is the place God wants us to invest our lives, and we need to pour ourselves into accomplishing God's will with that person. And that's, it just made me think, you know, and that caught Sean's eye, and so we ended up getting together and talking about it later, and then he ended up coming to a Thursday night Bible study I had, then he ended up coming and bringing his family here, and now he's on staff. That's just it's a great way to see how God works. Well, thank you very much. If you'll pass that to Maddie. Maddie, I'm going to ask you the same question, and hopefully you didn't forget what the question was like Asiya did. No, I'm kidding. but I'm just going to ask you that same question. You know, where did you see God work that really, it just fills your heart with gratefulness, and you're grateful and here to worship because you see him.
Well, as Asiya said, you know, our hope and prayer, like, going into the trip, and when we first got there, was like, if the kids would come to know Christ while we were there or sometime in the future. And it's hard to know what to expect when you can't talk to the kids directly. So going into it's a little nerve-wracking, because, like, how do we connect with kids we can't talk to, you know? But we just came, and we were willing. We couldn't speak Romanian, but we were willing to just show them all the love and attention that we had. I feel like we just poured ourselves into them as much as we could, started to build relationships with them to where they could trust us more. And then they see that we love God and we love them, and we want them to know the love of God like we do. So once you get to know them, it's not just people showing up saying, like, you know, get saved and then walking out the door. But we're here to know them and to show them the love that God has shown us, and so that then they can see our actions. I feel like our actions were a lot more evident and louder since we couldn't talk, so they saw every little thing we did and took that into account. And when they see that we're serving God and we love him and they can know us and trust us, then they can know him and trust him. They might not be saved now, but we planted the seeds, and hopefully, you know, one day they might take root. But just the love that we showed them, and they just were so strongly influenced by us. So it was cool to see that, even though we couldn't talk, that they just admired us and we wanted to show them that.
Good, good. That's great. And, you know, it's really neat to see that, you know, I think they're already planning to go back, hoping maybe to go back in December. They want to, you know, they want to serve, but they're not looking at missions as something that they do occasionally when they go someplace else. I mean, they're here to serve and to share Christ wherever they can. And it's just really good to see. It's really good to see that. So let's just pray. Father, we're grateful. We're grateful to know this, that you love us, that you want to rescue us from the world and really from our own selfish desires and our own self-centeredness. And you want us to be able to realize that you are a God who created us for a great purpose. And you want us to be sharing your love. And you have given us the eternal worth of being able to help you build a kingdom that will last forever. And so we thank you, Lord, and we just ask you to help us to live our lives in a way that's pleasing to you, so that we can be light and salt in this world. And we thank you in Christ's name, and we worship you because you are worthy of our devotion. In Christ's name we pray, amen.